Welcome to the Sultan Mahmud II tomb. Situated in the Fatih district of Istanbul, this magnificent tomb was constructed in 1840 by Sultan Abdulmecid in memory of his father, Mahmud II, known as the Reformist Sultan. The architectural design, led by Ohannes and Bogos Dadyan, with contributions from either engineer Abdul Halim Effendi or Garabet Balyan, showcases the empire style. The tomb's octagonal plan is adorned with white marble, garlands, floral reliefs, and a marble inscription crafted by calligrapher Mehmet Hashim. A particularly notable feature is the crystal chandelier gifted by Queen Victoria, while gold-gilded wall clocks from Emperor Napoleon III add an additional touch of elegance. Inside the tomb rests Mahmud II, who reigned from 1785 to 1839. Renowned for his extensive reforms, Mahmud II abolished the Janissary Corps and introduced the modern army. He implemented changes in postal services, quarantine, and the Timar system, and left a revitalizing mark on public architecture and education. Despite territorial setbacks, he centralized authority and influenced many facets of Ottoman governance. Also buried in the tomb are Sultan Abdulaziz and Sultan Abdulhamid II. Sultan Abdulaziz, his son, ruled from 1830 to 1876 and was an influential naval and railway developer, remembered for both his reformative spirit and fiscal challenges. Sultan Abdulhamid II, who reigned from 1842 to 1918, initiated the first constitutional era and focused on modernizing the empire amid political challenges. His rule remains a topic of both admiration and controversy. Adjacent to the tomb, originally planned as a complex, are a fountain, guard rooms, the former school of judicial education, and a library. The surrounding courtyard, which became a cemetery in 1861, is renowned for its elegant Ottoman gravestones and serves as the resting place for notable 19th-century statesmen, poets, and scholars.